The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got barbecue talk, and I'm sure we'll come up with some sports because, hey, it's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
It is on.
For a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the bleeping role model, and Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can always text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday when everybody's coming off a weekend. I hope everybody had a great one. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Not a whole lot. Just happy to be alive and here and ready to rock and roll today.
All right.
So you managed to knock out 8 barbecue places this weekend. Is that correct?
8 barbecue places this weekend, yes. And I'm starting to get fat. It's happening.
You don't look fat. You said 170 pounds, I think, on Twitter, but it's
getting there. It's getting there. I finished 8 this weekend, and that leaves me 15 to go. So I'm making progress. I'm burning it up, Fred. I'm burning it up.
Very good.
Also burning it up. I made my first baseball bet of the season.
Yes.
On, I guess it was yesterday.
I'm guessing you hit it.
I caught the Astros as an underdog.
Really?
They were plus 101 against the Blue Jays. I was like, well, they've lost 2 out of the first 3. I feel like saying Astros on the road should be penalized for being on the road. So I got some Astros plus 101 yesterday. They decided not to make me sweat. They were up 19-0, and then the Blue Jays tightened it up and made it 19-1 in the bottom of the ninth. I did start to worry a little bit, but they came through for me. So 1-0 year to date on Major League Baseball betting. I'll probably retire this season 1-0.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well done.
What'd you do this weekend?
I did a lot of biking. We did a...
It's the opposite of driving around the state eating barbecue.
Yeah. That Sigma Brewing does a real nice bike run on the second Saturday every month. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. It's very well organized. That was about 12 miles, and I did another 3. And then yesterday, I just went out and did 25 miles. So
25?
Pretty much put 40 on the bike this weekend.
Good for you.
I'm trying to do something every day, whether it's run or bike.
Okay. So you're basically burning off all of the calories AJ's putting on.
Not all of them, no, but a significant amount, yes.
He's trying. He's trying his damnedest.
I'm doing my best, man. Doing
Fred,
my best.
Fred told me this morning that there's a guy that has done more than you, AJ.
There's people who have finished the challenge already.
Already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to be the first one to finish. I think there maybe 10 people or so have already finished this challenge.
My God.
That's amazing to me.
Well, I think those people don't have kids. When you have kids, it's a little bit different.
But you've pretty much been going every weekend, right?
Or if you don't have...
A job?
A job, like a... Well, or a... A regular job, you know, like the first guy who finished it was a tattoo artist. So he could easily say, I'll work Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, and then I'm going to be gone the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So they've got a little more flexibility. Like I have to be here on Monday through Friday.
Most of the time. Yeah.
But, I'm making progress. I'm happy with our progress. The first 500 people who finish get all the prizes and stuff. I think I'm pretty safely in the top 500. I will not be the first to finish for sure. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy Saturday at the Riot who's doing it, and he travels a lot for work, and he's already got all the hard ones like Lubbock and all those places that are on the outskirts. But yeah, people are following you closely on this.
My hope is, and I guess I always think because I'm witty and not handsome that people follow me on Twitter and not Instagram, because like there's really dumb girls who have way more followers than me on Instagram, but usually
because they're hot
on Twitter I hold my own. But I tweeted out, if you want to follow the progress of my meat journey, you can follow my Instagram. And I didn't realize how I picked up like 50 followers on Instagram. People are interested in seeing my meats.
Well,
so that's
you never know what's going to motivate people.
Made me feel good about myself.
No, I think food and hot women are like the two top things
on
Instagram.
That's the movers, huh?
Yeah,
that's what moves the needle on Instagram. Well, my food is up. Hot chick. Not so much. That's not my style. But I do have some good-looking food. And I think after this next weekend, I'm hoping by this time next week, Fred, I'll have 10 left.
That'd be a good place to be.
Yeah. So
if you're going to finish in the top 500.
Yeah. I should be able to knock out 5 more before next Monday.
So I'm curious about this. When you're doing that many in a day, do you really get to enjoy the barbecue? Or is it just, no, I'm trying to do this to... I mean, was there something that stood out this weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, often the way it works is as the day goes on, you're less excited to eat, but you can still tell. And these are the top 50 places. So ideally, theoretically, they should all be good.
Right. Although you know there's going to be a couple on there that aren't really in the top 50.
You're trying to find out what's the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you making your own rankings as you're going along?
I'll when I finish this, I'll put my own top 10 out for sure. But like Saturday, we drove around and we hit a bunch of places sort of in the southern suburbs of Dallas.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of them really blew me away. It was all just kind of okay. And I started thinking, well, maybe that I'm just like exhausted of eating barbecue, and that's what everything's going to be now. But then the first place on Sunday, badass.
Oh, really?
Badass.
What was that?
It's called Heim Barbecue in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And it was outstanding. Then the next place we went was in Dallas, and it was the place that I went this week that had the most hype going into it.
Yeah.
It's called Pecan Lodge. It's in sort of the frou-frou district of Dallas. Everyone hypes it up. There was like a 45-minute long, hour-long line. Mm. And I got it. It's okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was good. It wasn't garbage, but it wasn't mind-blowing. And then hit another place in Dallas. It was all right. And then went up to McKinney and hit our last place of the weekend. And it was called Hutchins Barbecue and Catfish.
Yeah.
That was good. And that was like I didn't really want to eat, you know, by the time you're at that point, you're kind of done eating, but everything there was legit. It was like kind of a crap hole restaurant. It looks like it could be in any small town in Texas, and they had barbecue and catfish and I ate some of all of it, and they had, giant jalapenos stuffed with brisket and cream cheese wrapped in bacon and smoked.
Ooh,
and that was awesome. And then they had free dessert, and it was banana pudding and homemade peach cobbler with ice cream. So you can go there and get all you can eat for like $20 or $21.
Oh, wow.
That would have been lost on me, seeing it was my eighth spot of the weekend.
Right.
But I would go back there and get all you can eat and just crush that place.
So who's had the best sides? Because that's an underrated part of a good barbecue place.
My wife is high on sides. That Heim had really good sides. I would say... I think Killen's has some of the best sides, and that Tejas chocolate there in Tomball has really great sides. They've got that carrot souffle that we had at the Big Texas party that's out of this world. But that's a sort of an underrated thing is sides. And my wife is like a big mac and cheese chick. So she's every place that has mac and cheese, she tries it and she judges them based on that. And we've had some good. We've had some okay.
Yeah, to me, that's the thing that stands out about Killens is the sides.
Sides are badass there.
Yeah, they've got really good ones. 713-780-ESPN. You like my new little toy here?
Yeah, finally look at made you. Look at you, fancy.
Yeah, this is pretty badass.
Are you struggling with like how to work it?
No.
That's good.
Not at all. Well, to be fair, when I was teaching, we had Mac desktops that I used, and I did a lot of design. In fact, the first Acing Racing was actually written on that thing.
Because a lot of people struggle like with not having a right click and things like that.
No, so. I haven't had any problems with that, and yeah, it all came back to me. I spent some time playing around on it yesterday, and you know, so far so good. I've got everything I need on it, and I've done everything that I need to do on it, like posted the website and things like that. So I'm glad I made the switch.
Good for you.
You know, it's
the John. What's the over under on how long Fred's laptop will last?
God, I hope it lasts a little while because MacBooks are a little pricey. Over under. I want to get the other one lasts you a pretty long time, didn't it?
No, the most recent one, it was less than a year.
And it was broken, like, almost immediately.
Well, it was broken when I got it.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing with the guy in India?
Yeah, so are we setting an over-under on when something goes wrong or when it completely dies?
Now, here's the deal. If something goes wrong with it, Fred's going to ride that bad boy out.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
because it's not a disposable laptop.
I did buy the Apple Care? Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I'm gonna give it over 2 years, who knows if we'll still be on the air, under 3 years.
That's fair.
Between 2 and 3.
Okay. I may be ready to upgrade by then.
Okay.
But, no, I want it to last at least 2 years.
Okay.
But this is, it's, they're not cheap, but, yeah, I've been going cheap for so long that this was the right thing to do. And I love it, man. It's got everything I could possibly want. There's some little weird stuff on it. Like if somebody sends me a text, and I'm on the computer, it's got a little messaging thing. The text pops up on my computer.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it's really convenient because it's on my MacBook. It pops up. You can message through your laptop.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't like it, you could turn it off.
No, I kind of like it. It's just, it's all stuff I didn't know about. But, yeah, it was a good purchase. All right. We're going to take a very quick break.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Absolutely.
To ATX Hobo Girl. Who,
oh, yes.
When I went to one of the spots in Austin called Micklewaite's, they were out of the side that I wanted to try, which was the jalapeno cheese grits. I've been there twice. Both times they've been out of the jalapeno cheese grits. So she came through and brought me a side of the jalapeno cheese grits. So today she's the MVP of the show.
She's good people.
Yes.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now somebody's gonna pay, and if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. You know all the ways. 409 said, Fred, that app you turned me on to for weight loss is awesome. Thanks. I'm down 10 pounds in 4 days. Good for you.
Yeah, I can never make myself put my food in. I'm too lazy.
I've a lot of it, unfortunately, don't know exactly how much. So I try to guesstimate too high on the food and too low on the exercise, if that makes sense. So I'm always trying to stay on there. I'm down 20 pounds now. I think I put on a couple yesterday just because I had a little bit to drink after my bike ride. But it's working really well. And you know, every now and then I'll have a day where I say, you know what, I'm gonna drink a little bit today. And you go over, but then you get right back on course. And so far, so good. Feeling great, man. And just it's made such a difference. Because I was really struggling when I was running big time just because I was so damn fat. And now I'm getting back to where I'm in a better range. I'm still too heavy, but I'm getting there. And my running and biking is just so much easier now. I could have gone a lot longer yesterday. I was getting worried that I was going to get lightninged on at some point because it looked like a storm was about to hit. So
yeah.
I wrapped it up. I was going to try to do 30, and I'm like, I don't want to get caught in this mess. You don't want to be in a lightning storm on an aluminum bike.
No.
I'm not good at electricity, but I know that that's not the best thing. Yeah, that's a negative. MacDaddy says if you need help with your Mac, there's a guy named MacDaddy who can help you out. I've actually got this thing pretty well down. So, but I will ask. It wasn't much of an adjustment because it's very similar to the one that I had at the college.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of similarities to the phone. What I like about this one is I was asking John the sign in for the internet here. It picked it up automatically. It just off of my old computer,
you transferred everything over to it?
Yeah. Yeah. So like the Wi-Fi, I didn't have to punch in a key. It just automatically did it. It's pretty cool. I like little toys. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Well, at least the Astros went out with a bang this weekend.
Astros looking strong. They have, oddly enough, as good as they've been lately, somehow the Dodgers have passed them in win total.
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers are just playing out of their mind. But, this is there's nothing more to say about this team than what we've already said. They are studs. I mean, this is a legit championship contending team. I'm excited to see what they do to improve it at the trade deadline, and I'm excited to see how they finish this season because I think that they've got special potential.
They do, and it's funny. We kind of got into a thing, I think it was Friday night on Twitter, that Dustin put out a poll. Would you take Randy Johnson in his prime over George Springer right now? And I think most of us said absolutely. And then took it a step farther, saying if I could get a Chris Sale or a guy like that for George Springer right now, I would do it. You can't because the Red Sox aren't going to trade him. And then people are coming out, oh, that'll never happen. Well, yeah, because Randy Johnson in his prime can happen. Come on. It's right. A hypothetical. But, and hey, Springer's had a fantastic first half. He's been great for him. But I still think if this team's going to win it all, they need another starter. And, I mean, they may be able to win it with what they've got.
Well, let's go back to the closest the Astros have ever been. And did they get where they got because they were hitting the ball like crazy, or did they get where they got because they had the best 1-2-3 top of the rotation in baseball that year?
They did, although they didn't have Pettit for the World Series.
Right, but that's what got them there.
Yeah, they had Clemens and Oswalt and Pettit for most of the year.
Yeah. And all three of them were outstanding. And not to say, listen, this is the other thing. Not to say that so far this year, Brad Peacock and what he's done has been outstanding.
Yeah.
The problem is, and you know, I'm a believer in pedigree and things like that. Do I think it's sustainable for Brad Peacock to be what Brad Peacock has been? Personally, no. Just because Brad Peacock has been in the league for, what, 7-8 years now and has never been this? But maybe it is. And if it is, I think it's a luxury. But I think you'd like to have more than I hope it holds up during the playoffs. You'd like to have someone who's got sort of that pedigree and you feel like you can rely on out there.
What you hope for is that a guy like that or Fires or whoever's pitching the best is your fourth starter.
Right.
Because if you've got three guys pitching better than that or that have better pedigree than that.
Which, by the way, that year was Brandon Bakke.
Right.
Who Brandon Bakke was not a great pitcher. He never amounted to be a great pitcher, but he was pitching really well that year. And they felt comfortable enough using him as their fourth guy, and actually he ended up having to be the third guy,
right,
in the playoffs.
Well, and that's the thing. You also have to allow for the fact that one of these guys might get hurt.
Right. Allow for the fact that both of them have already spent time on the DL this year.
But the reality is, if I'm the Astros, you don't have to trade guys who are on your major league roster. You've got enough prospects.
Probably not.
To go out and get a guy. And maybe, you know, maybe it is a Garrett Cole or Sonny Gray or somebody like that who's got upside and team control who pitches better in this environment. I don't know who they're going to wind up with, but I'm sure they're going to try. And you know, I wouldn't mind another arm in the bullpen because they've taxed that back end so much here.
Well, a lot of it is because you had to move Peacock to the rotation, and that was a guy who was eating a lot of innings out of the bullpen for you.
Yeah, but part of the problem now is that You're having to use Davinsky more. You're having to use all those guys on the back end more, and it's going to wear them down by the end of the season. So I'd like to see another arm back there too. But you don't need a stud. You just need another good arm that can eat innings. It can do what Peacock was doing for you. And you know, if they can just get one more guy, I'd feel a lot better about their chances. I like their chances as constructed, but I still, if you stuck a gun to my head and said, can they beat the Red Sox in a 7-game series with the staff? They can, but I'd still probably, same thing with Cleveland, I'd give them the advantage because I think their pitching's better.
Right. Hey, Jong, Jared says, I know you'll have addressed the radio reception every day, but why does every other show on the station not have an issue?
What do you mean?
I mean what I just said. Are the other shows having the same signal issues we are?
They are.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, they are. We were talking about that before the show. Everybody gets texts about it. But it's getting better, and it's close to being good.
In less than – I went into the GM's office today, and I was told less than 2 weeks.
Yes, that is
correct. It should be back to normal. Trust me. I'm not happy about it. Let me pull the curtain back for you a little bit. I'm like about to go into contract negotiation. This is not an ideal time for the signal to be bad for me. I would love to have monster ratings going into it, but guess what? Bleep happens, and all you can do is it. One of the things I learned long ago in this business is try to focus on what you can control.
Exactly.
And this is one of the things that it's out of my control, it's out of Fred's control, it's out of Jong's control. Do I wish it was better? Sure. Am I counting down the minutes until it is better? Absolutely. But there's not much I could do about it.
And the idea behind it was to try to make the signal better across the city. So, I mean, we're trying to fix the thing, and I think it eventually will be great, but this has been rough. And what I would do when you go in there is just say, hey, look at our stream numbers. They're still terrific and actually better. So that's what I would use.
Maybe you need to come in there with me with those numbers. You need to.
Well, that's hell. Brandon can give them to you, but that's the thing. And I get into ratings too much because good or bad, I just think it's a very flawed system, and we've talked about that before. But you know, at least with the stream and the app, you know, you've got measurables right there. You know how many people are actually listening, as opposed to a speculation based on 5 or 6 people. So I mean, it's you know, ideally, this wouldn't happen because we always kill it in June and July too. I mean, mainly because, you know, I feel like we still have a pretty creative show when there's nothing going on that we have a lot of fun with, and that tends to bring people in. But you know, it's not an excuse, but it sucks.
Yeah,
and we're doing the best we can with it. Did you see the graphic they showed yesterday during the Astros games about how many runs they're averaging on the road?
I did not see the Astros game. I listened to it yesterday.
You were barbecuing. But this is average runs scored on the road since 1913. There's one other team on this list with the 2017 Astros.
Is it the 27 Yankees?
It's pretty much all the Yankees. It's number one on the list, the 39 Yankees, 7.8 runs per game on the road. The 1930 Yankees, 7.58. 36, 7.35. Your 2017 Houston Astros, 7.13.
Wow.
So fourth on the list, ahead of the 94 Yankees, 6.77. The 31 Yankees, 6.69. The 32 Yankees, 6.58. And the 33 Yankees at 6.57.
My goodness.
So that's pretty stout. And I don't know why they're playing so well on the road, but yeah, you know, I thought this weekend was a little weird because they pretty much scored all their runs in the two wins, and they didn't really do much in the other two games. But my goodness, when they start piling runs up on you, if they score 8 or 9, they seem like they're going to score 14 or 15.
It's getting up there.
Fun to watch, though.
Good for them.
So you got any money going on any of the Home Run Derby or any of that stuff?
No, I probably won't invest in it because, like I said, I already exceeded my preferred limit of betting on baseball yesterday. But I tend to lean, I mean, it's easy to say Giancarlo or Aaron Judge, but I'll go outside the box with my pick, and I'm picking the guy who I want to say is dead last in the odds makers choices.
Yeah.
I like Mike Moustakas' swing for this.
I thought he was next to last, but
maybe when I don't know. Yeah. He could have been next to last, but I think that park favors lefties and pull hitters. I think maybe it's good. It's a long shot, but if I were playing, that's where I'd go.
All right.
Plus, you're not going to make any money if you bet on Giancarlo or Aaron Judge.
No, no. Although I kind of think Aaron Judge, to me, strikes me as the kind of guy who wins that thing because usually it's big guys with that don't have to wear themselves out.
Yeah.
Because he's got so much power.
It's him and Stanton. I mean, those two guys are going to tower over everybody else in the competition. But sometimes those guys have a hard time, because they're so big, they have a hard time getting into a groove, which sometimes that's what it takes to win the home run derby, although it worked for Giancarlo Stanton last year.
Yeah.
This is his home park, so who knows? It wouldn't shock me if one of those guys won, but if I were playing the dark horse, it'd be Moose. All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Summertime means lots of foot traffic coming through your house. Kids coming in from the pool, from the backyard. It's a great time to get your carpets clean and your tile floors clean with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the summer special right now for a limited time only. Dirt Free will do one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. You get a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile, doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this deal. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free carpet cleaning. 281 Dirt Free. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase, and they'll throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. The Schneid asked, did Altuve have a baby recently? Might explain why he's so much better on the road. Doesn't have to be a dad. I wish I had an explanation for why they're so much better on the road, but... Now, hey,
honestly, they're not so much better on the road. They're great everywhere.
Yeah,
but they're better on the road.
Their run differential on the road is significantly higher. I don't know. Maybe they're all married. Get out on the road. You get away from the wife. You're in a better mood. At least that's what I hear. I don't know.
You've got no experience in that.
No, I know nothing about that. But did you see some friend of Raheel's shared some DMs with Alex Bregman?
Yeah. Alex Bregman, kind of a salty dog, huh?
Yeah.
Seems maybe not the best look.
No, but I also think it's a dickweed move to send out a guy's DMs on Twitter. I kind of think that's... Yeah, like, I hate it when Mia Khalifa gets on there and starts showing off DMs from people.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. I think, you know...
Here's what I will say. This is also the dickweed move, and this is what you should never do if you're a celebrity of any kind.
Don't press in!
Don't, like, search your own name out on Twitter, because it's not like he added Bregman.
Right.
Like, Bregman was searching for people talking about him, found someone talking about him, and then decided to smack talk. So, I don't know who's more... Who's more bitch move guy there? Because I think that's a weird thing.
They're both bitch moves.
That's a very weird thing.
Yeah,
if you're a pro ball player, dude, you can't start DMing fans and smack talking. You got to be bigger than that. And especially when the reality is, and you know, nobody's really talking about it right now because the Astros as a team are playing so well. But I think by most accounts, Alex Bregman's having sort of a disappointing season based on what we saw last year and what, like, you assume he's going to improve or,
right.
or grow on that. And he just hasn't. And granted, he's 23 years old, which could explain why he would do something dumb like DM somebody. But it's an odd move, I will say. Am I a fan of him DMing somebody? No. But I'll be honest, if a pro athlete came at me like that, maybe I would post those DMs. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of chicken bleep to do that. But I also think I agree with you on Bregman. What the hell's he thinking? Okay, so somebody suggested trade you. Ooh.
And by the way, saying that, and the guy was right. Like, his response, he's like, dude, I'm saying you're a valuable trade piece for an arm, which I think this team needs, which is, he didn't say anything I haven't said on this show 100 times.
Right.
Like, whatever Alex Bregman might be, and he may be great for all I know. All I know is right now, a top of the rotation starter helps this team more than Alex Bregman can for 2017. And if he takes offense to that, you maybe need to look in the mirror and realize what you are. You're a young prospect in Major League Baseball.
Well, I agree, but I also, like I said, I just think it's that stuff shouldn't be public, but it's going to be. So,
it's one. I don't know. Like, if someone does it to like a newspaper guy, then maybe you're having some sort of expectation that conversation stays private, which it doesn't have to. But if you just send some, if you just spout off at a fan, you think there's any kind of code that fans are held to that they won't put that out there? Give me a break.
No, but
I should have known that was coming.
No, I agree he shouldn't have done it, but if somebody came after me like that, I wouldn't be making it public. I would just block him.
And then even after he did it, like Bregman said, oh, sweet screenshot, bro. And then he kept going. Like he kept smack talking. I don't know. Alex Bregman, I've never met him, but I'm kind of turned off to Alex Bregman already. Like, based on that, is that wrong of me?
No, I haven't been a fan of him since they brought him up, just because all the people who were talking about how special this guy was going to be, and I see a guy who's got potential, but I don't see special. But I'm not that big of a fan of his game right now, and maybe he gets a lot better. That's all I really care about. And if he wants to be a dickweed, so be it. I mean, it's just very... It's very immature, to go and chase somebody down like that. But it's also kind of, oh, look what this guy did. Ooh, right. look at me. And I just think that's a dickweed move on both parts.
All right,
he needs to know better. But the other guy is just, oh, look how special I am. This guy came after me.
Yeah, I mean, people get into that. That's why if I'm going to talk smack to someone, I just do it in public, like on my page. I'm not trying to DM anybody to talk smack to him. I just say it.
Well, and plus, obviously, Alex Bregman does not listen to this show.
No, because he doesn't. You know why he doesn't?
Things have been said 100 times.
You know why he doesn't listen to the show? Probably lives in Katy.
Yeah, probably.
Signal's horrible.
Yeah. Or Sugar Land. One of the two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Nestor says, is Peacock a solid number 3? His stats say he is. In my opinion, I'd rather keep the team as it is. There's no Randy Johnson out there. You know, we talked about this a little bit the first segment. The reality is, I don't know if he can contain that and keep that going. And no, if I get to a 7-game series or 5-game series in the playoffs, I want a better pitcher than Brad Peacock as one of my top 3.
Yeah.
And plus, there's no guarantee you're going to get there with a healthy Dallas Keuchel or Lance McCullers. And, I think standing pat is the easy thing to do because, look at the record and look at this. But October baseball is different. Pitching always greater than hitting in the playoffs. You need another arm.
Yeah, and by the way, Brad Peacock's ERA over a run lower than the best year of his career. 1.60 lower than his career ERA. He is overperforming what he is. Or what he's proven to be since debuting back in 2011. You know, if he had been in the league 2 years, I'd be like, okay, it's a small sample size. Maybe he's coming into his own. But, I mean, we're not talking about a kid anymore. This is a guy who's been around for a while. Usually after this amount of time, you know, you're 29 years old. You kind of are what you are in baseball.
Yeah.
He's having a career year. He's already got more wins this season. So he has 7 wins this year. Coming into this season, he had 11 in his career.
Yeah, do you expect him to win 7 games the second half of the season?
I don't know.
I mean,
it depends if he's a full-time starter or not.
Yeah, maybe.
I just think that assuming that Brad Peacock is going to continue to pitch this way, I think would be foolish. If he does, I think it's awesome.
It just gives you more options when you get to the playoffs,
right,
if that's the case.
And also, you don't know how he's going to hold up. He's pitched 61 innings this year. He's only pitched more than 130. 130 is his career high in 2014. That's the most he ever pitched. So, and other than that, it's been 83, 31, 5, 12.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know how he's going to hold up over the course of a year. This is a guy they planned on being a bullpen arm, and he was kind of forced into this role, and he's excelled in it. But is it going to last? I think that's a tough ask.
832 says, don't see it your way at all, Fred. Alex started it by sending the DM and being a jerk. Don't be a jerk, and it won't become public about you being a jerk. Hey, I blame them both. I agree. He shouldn't have done it. But don't be the guy who says, oh, look at me. Look at what this guy did. Ooh.
Yeah, here's what I say to that, though. Joe Blow fan, I expect nothing of.
True.
Alex Bregman's a pro ball player. I expect him to be smarter than that. You know what I mean?
But baseball players in general aren't very smart. Come on.
No, but I mean, he should at least... I'm sure this isn't the first time it's come up. And maybe this is like a learning a lesson for him, a learning experience, where he's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't DM fans when I want to smack talk. But I don't know. While I agree there is some wrong on the fan for posting it, I'm going to go, it's still 75% on Bregman.
Yeah, well, I think it's 100% on Bregman in terms of he should have never done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do
if you never do it, you never give knucklehead fan a chance to post
right,
it on the internet.
But that doesn't mean he's not knucklehead fan.
Okay. I'll give you that.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hang out with Raheel. Monster Energy. The H-Town Sneaker Summit Friday. Meet at the Walmart on Yale from noon until 2. Grab an ice cold Monster, enter to win a pair of custom Monster Energy DC shoes and tickets to the Sneaker Summit. So go see Raheel on Friday.
Meet at the Walmart, huh?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Walmart on Yale.
All right.
I've only been like once in the last year, but that's my Walmart technically.
Okay.
Even though I vowed to never go to Walmart again.
The closest one to your house.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
I mean, as Walmarts go, it's not as bad as most, but it's still a Walmart.
Right.
713.
Lots of different levels. There's lots of different levels of Walmart.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. They're not all the same.
A lot of people wanting to know what really happened with Amanda Nunez on Saturday.
Okay. Here's where I think there's a... there's not a clear answer to that because I'm not deep enough in the know. But my original... the original explanation I got was if you go to the hospital on fight day, the Nevada Commission is not going to clear you to fight. And she had this sinusitis and felt like, I guess the sinus pressure was so great on her that she was like dizzy. This is according to her. And she went to the hospital on Friday after weigh-ins. She still wasn't feeling well enough on Saturday, so they sent her back. And had they sent a house doctor, or they sent like one of their own doctors to the hotel, like it had been a house call, everything would have been okay. That's what I was originally told. Yesterday, I spoke with someone who's fairly high up in the UFC, asked me not to repeat any of this. Repeating any of this.
So an unnamed source.
An unnamed source has told me that there's much more to it than that. No, she could have fought if she wanted to. She didn't feel that she was in a position where she could win a fight feeling the way she felt. And I'm a little bit torn on it because I'm a big believer in if your name is on the marquee and you are the headlining fight and that there's an event that's been built around you, your face is on the poster, you get your ass in there and you fight. You know what I mean? Unless your leg falls off, you get in there and fight. On the other hand, Amanda Nunes was set to make $300,000 for at most 25 minutes of work. And that's sort of a double-edged sword because you have to think, for her to pass up a $300,000 payday, she had to be feeling pretty crappy. That's $300,000 win or lose. She was making $300,000. So had she gone in there and gotten her ass kicked, $300,000. I don't know how many of you guys out there would say, I've got a headache or I've got a stuffy nose, as people were saying on Twitter, I'm not going to fight and just skip out on $300,000. I know I'm not in position to do that. I mean, I'd go.
Yeah, I don't think she's made enough in her career where she can do that either.
Yeah, I'll get in there with Alistair Overeem for 5 rounds for $300,000.
Well, it won't be 5 rounds,
I'll let him kick me in the guts till I'm pooping blood for $300,000, and I'll go get that taken care of and at least have $250,000 left after my hospital bills. The other thing is, if she goes in there and loses, she's no longer the champion. She no longer gets pay-per-view points when she fights. She would not be fighting for $300,000 win or lose the next time she fights. It's probably more like $50,000. And it puts her in a tough spot. You know what I mean? And I don't know the full breakdown of what happened. And the guy that I talked to didn't know the exact breakdown of what had happened. He told me that had she wanted to fight, she could have fought. And she just didn't feel that in her current condition, she could perform the way she needed to.
Well, and I'm kind of with you. I sort of have mixed feelings about this. You hate to see somebody not answer the bell that soon.
Right.
The flip side is we're not talking about basketball or a sport where you can go out there and be less than 100%. I mean, and I don't know how bad her actual illness was, but you've gotten in that cage before. It's not safe if you get in there and you're not able, if you can't breathe or you can't protect yourself.
No.
I mean, there is something to that. I think the timing sucks. But
of course, yeah. But, I mean, that's also something to do with when you're cutting weight. It's not, weight cutting is not the healthiest. It's not the healthiest thing in the world for you. It doesn't do great things for your body. And, I mean, in fact, I've never had a weight cut, especially when I was cutting to like 185. There's never been a weight cut that I've had where I felt great after the weight cut. Or even felt great, I mean, felt 100% on fight day after 24 hours after a weight cut. It's just, it does a lot of bad things to your body. But by this point, you get to that level, I like to assume you're kind of used to it and you can handle it. But it's that's a tough thing, man. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if she just thought that there was no way she could win in the condition she was in. And if she was going to lose, it wasn't worth it. Because like I said, there's a lot of money involved. Here's other thing I'll say. It's a pretty bad look for Dana White to throw his champion under the bus.
Yeah.
And
he's a hothead. He gets pissed a little bit, but you're right.
This is the second time in the last 2 or 3 weeks that he's basically publicly called one of his champions a coward. And that's not how you promote fighters. I mean, I guess far from it from me to tell him how to be a fight promoter,
Yeah, but, he's done okay at it.
Yeah, he's done okay, but it just seems like a strange strategy to tell the public that your champions are cowards.
And he basically came out and said she's never going to headline again, which I...
Let's also remember that he said John Jones will never headline a UFC card again because I can't trust him. Guess who's headlining UFC 214? That's right, it's John Jones. So Dana will say things in the moment that he doesn't always mean, but it does seem interesting that this is with Demetrius Johnson he called out and now Amanda Nunes. And I'll also say Amanda Nunes for a girl who beat Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate, who were the two biggest stars in the women's division, she beat both of them. She's still not really getting a push from the UFC. They don't look at her as a star, and which means that for her to make big money, she has to keep winning these title fights. Because if she gives up that belt, it's going to be hard to get back, and she's not the kind of person who they're going to pay big money to see fight when she's not the champion.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. A lot more to go. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.